This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
From Atlanta, it's the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. We're calling this the final fromage. We've narrowed it down from 64 episodes. Tonight, we're cutting it down even further. We passed 32. We've gone to 16. We've gone to 8. Tonight, we go to 4.
Man, and it's going to be deadly for everyone. Already, I get Twitter responses every week saying, oh, this is chosen weird. Oh, people upset with the voting. People upset with the original matchups. By the end of this, Matt, people are going to be going, who cut the cheese? But not in the good way. You know what I mean?
This is Matt. I'm here with Max, and we're cutting it down to 4, the final fromage.
We're looking at the bracket as of the Exemplary 8. These were the Exemplary 8. Robot Chicken, Tim and Eric Bedtime Stories, C-Lab 2021, Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, The Eric Andre Show, Venture Brothers, Rick and Morty.
Hey, Max. You'll see that there's a, we didn't really call them north, south, east, and west, but there's 4 brackets here. Can you walk us through a little bit, show the whole, all the 64?
Sure, and I can even go closer, because last week we were putting Andy Merrill by the shows he had been in, like Aqua Teen
right.
And Brack Show.
Oh, Andy wasn't in Boondocks?
No, he wasn't in Boondocks. They didn't let him. He tried really hard.
This is as good a time as any to introduce our guest. Esteemed old school foundational founding father, Adult Swim, David Willis. Welcome, Dave.
Hello.
So, David, you've made at least one of these shows.
At least one that I can see. Yes.
Let's name the shows that you've worked on.
I feel like you guys pitted 2 of my shows against each other.
That was not on purpose.
So we picked the 4 heavy hitters. 1 for each bracket. Aqua Teen was 1. Rick and Morty was another. Robot Chicken was the 3rd. And the 4th, Squidbillies.
Yep.
Squidbillies knocked out.
Who knocked out Squidbillies?
Who knocked out Squidbillies, Max?
Well, we can check that real quick. I want to wipe to a picture of Dave Willis. One of his favorite pictures. It's the final fromage today. Last week, we saw Squidbillies get wiped out by Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that, Dave?
I'm okay with that. I think Tim and Eric have a very important, to use your word, foundational place in the network. And I think that's their signature show. I'm okay with that. I think I can lose with humility to Tim and Eric. Awesome show, great job.
The randomizer did put your pretty face and Squidbillies close to each other. Does that make you feel weird?
Yes, completely unfair. I would put that under protest.
You're not confident with that decision.
I'm not confident with the bracketing. I mean, who made the bracket? Was that selected by a computer, or did someone actually put those two against each other?
It was randomized. We had 60 shows. They were randomly selected. There was a complicated-seeming digital program where an eyeball was shooting, like Space Invaders, the different shows, and then they would land in the brackets. But it was random.
Really?
What do you mean, really? Like, you're being suspicious? Like, really?
It's the mathematical probability of your pretty face and Squidbillies.
Do you think we were trying to mess with you?
Have you ever seen that show, Holy Moly, you know, the golf show?
Yes.
No.
Where they hit the ball and it just sort of bounces on the pachinko and maybe it lands in the hole and maybe it doesn't. I mean, I think I would have accepted some sort of public way of bracketing, you know, like.
What would you have done? What do you mean?
I would have put in ping pong balls and I would have done it. mathematically in a way where certain shows got more ping pong balls than the others to set up the bracket.
It sounds very complicated, your weighted ping pong ball theory based on a Fox summer filler show.
I don't have all the details worked out, but...
Well, Dave, I can prove this to you right now that it was randomized, because if you look at this video game with this eyeball and I shoot two shows, Perfect Hair Forever was put against Rick and Morty the first time. In this random situation, it would have been put against Frankenhole.
Oh, my God.
And we had no choice.
That's no choice.
That would have been a better matchup, honestly.
Doesn't make sense. I mean, always when you're doing the NCAAs, you know, you want number 16 Butler going against number one Duke in the and I'm not saying that either one of those shows is Butler or Duke.
Which show is Butler? Pick one show that's Butler.
Don't you
can say Assy.
I would say Frankenhole is a pretty good Butler. I mean, like you would never give that you out of 16. Frankenhole maybe would be ranked 13. I think you got to put rankings on it, and then you do the pairings.
How do you rank them? Do you rank them by ratings? Because the thing about the ratings, it's peculiar, is a show like Squidbillies has been on for a decade plus, right? A yep. show like Frankenhole, half as long.
Right, but there's a reason for that. And also, and I'm not
What's the reason, Dave?
I'm not trying to throw shade, but what I'm saying is that I don't think you can rate it on ratings. I think it's objective. I think it's objective, and I think if people say it's subjective, well, then they just don't understand.
I mean, phone caller, how would you have rated these? We talked about and demonstrated the eyeball video game method. Dave Willis is saying there's an objective barometer that ranks these shows.
He thought ping pong balls was the solution.
Well, I think the heavy hitters seem pretty accurate, but you know what they say, the eye doesn't lie.
I will say,
Dave.
Is that a 12-ounce mouse quote?
No, I don't know where that's from. I do predict Aqua Teen's going to win tonight and is going to end up in the final two.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, this week's going to hurt because Rick and Morty's up against Venture Brothers, and those two are two of the most beloved Adult Swim shows, but for different reasons. And I think either of them could have a spot at the top. If Venture Brothers were in a different bracket, this could have been a very different competition. But unfortunately, one must go down.
Dave, what do you think? Right. Aqua or Aqua?
We'll leave it up to the creator. Dave Willis is here, co-creator of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Squidbillies, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Let's get it for canon. Is it Aqua or Aqua?
It is Aqua, but I'm open to the change. We're contemplating bringing it back, so you know maybe we'll toy with the pronunciation as well.
Oh, and Dave, I know it's a few months late, but a happy 50th.
Happy 50th, Dave!
Who is this?
A little late.
It's your wife on the line.
Savi Izor, a big fan.
Thank you.
We're looking at the YouTube chat. Sia Abdurazai says, totally random. It's not a conspiracy, bro. Ballmasters 9009 says, 12-ounce mouse lost to Super Jail.
Yep, that
stating the obvious in the YouTube chat.
That is what happened.
But I think you should have ranked them all through some sort of, I don't know, Survey Monkey situation.
So we should have done the voting before we did the voting?
No, but I'm saying that you still could have randomized it, but it still needed, I mean.
You know what we should do? When we do season two of the Summer Showdown, because we're doing this every year from now on, I want you to develop a program that is worthwhile, and we can spend a whole episode describing it. I think that would be fun.
I could develop an algorithm that I think would more accurately reflect the quality of the show. It's like I said, it's objective. I mean, you're not going to just let anyone pick your wine for dinner, right? I mean, there's I know it all boils down to, well, what?
Sommelier?
But it all boils down to what tastes good to you, but ultimately, there's only a handful of people that really know the true quality and essence of these shows.
Avi is one of those people. Caller, you and Avi can put this together.
Caller, do you think you're one of those people?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Turn up this joker.
Can you say the sentence? You don't want just some old sommelier or something like that? I don't know.
I don't want some old something like that. I want Aqua Teen to win.
There you go.
There you
What's
go.
What's your favorite episode, sir?
Probably the hand banana one.
Tonight. You.
Wow.
So awesome.
Dave,
thank you for your call, sir.
Do you have a favorite side character or a villain or whatever? Or, you know, favorite?
I mean, the Moonanites were always great. I always enjoyed them. I don't really think about it like that. It's hard to... Yeah, I like the Moonanites. There was an alien. There was this weird episode that I liked where we had this alien named Zuccotti Manicotti. It's a deep cut, but I always thought that was pretty funny. It was actually played by Carl Jones, who is one of the guys who did Boondocks. But I always liked that particular episode. And we had one where Henry Zebrowski played a prophet and a hypnotist named Merlot Sauvignon Blanco. And I kind of like that character as well.
Dave Willis, co-creator of Aqua Teen Squidbillies and Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Renee Wheeler in the YouTube chat says, is Dave in an empty bathroom, LMFAO?
No, I'm in a copper pot.
A giant copper pot.
We tried to put a towel over his computer, but it kept making a terrible noise. And caller, do you have any predictions? We're about to reveal who the final Fromage Four are. Do you have any predictions between Robot Chicken versus Bedtime Stories, C-Lab versus Awesome Show, Aqua Teen versus Eric Andre, Venture versus Rick?
Rick and Morty all the way.
He says Rick and Morty all the way, but what about the West, South, and East brackets?
I don't care about them. I only care about Rick and Morty.
So do you really like to ally yourself with the intellectual property that makes someone else money?
It's all about Ike, haven't you?
It's all about Ike. Have you too.
So Big Tex 1836 says, let the people rate the shows 1 to 64, then take average, then rank.
But that feels almost like the same thing as having the fact we're voting on them anyway.
I'm just the messenger.
Big Tex 42 or whatever is from is apparently a big Texan. That's all I have to say about that.
Ouch.
Give us your prediction, caller.
My position?
Okay.
It's Victoria, by the way. Huge fan of you. Huge fan of you guys. I'm voting for both Rick and Morty and Aqua Teen Hunger Force at the same time.
There can be only one, but go on.
Yeah, but I was also disappointed of Metal Apocalypse and stuff. I don't know. I just have a lot of favorite shows on Adult Swim and stuff.
Any favorite shows? Do you have any shows you like that aren't on Adult Swim?
I like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I do too. Squidward. He's something.
Now, here again, I'm just trying to do my brackets.
Are there any shows, yeah, caller, that should be in this final four that aren't?
On Adult Swim?
Be? Yeah, what are some? What is one show that you think has been dissed?
I don't know. Aqua Teen?
Well, so far, Aqua Teen was in the Excellent Eight. It might be in the final Fromage Four.
Yeah.
So that's literally one of the eight people you shouldn't have said.
How did Xavier, who defeated Xavier?
Let's take a look at the...
Let's walk Dave through how we got here. Thanks for your call, caller.
Thank you for letting me call you guys. Go Aqua Teen! Go Rick and Morty!
Nah.
Which is it?
You can't decide these days with these kids.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Xavier was defeated by Bedtime Stories.
Shocking.
Man.
I was a little surprised by that myself.
I don't know. I mean, Xavier is kind of like, they're my butler, you know? They're the high seed that I think should go deep in the tournament.
Yeah, there's nothing like that show. Only one of those.
Well, should we take a look at who the final fromages are?
Walk us through, before we get there,
okay, I'm
a little
sorry,
bit
man.
More. Give Dave a little bit more history.
So Robot Chicken is a claymation show. They kind of do a bunch of sketches that are quick, referential comedy. They went against Apollo Gauntlet, which I believe started as a webtoon and has a lot of rotoscoped elements. But they beat Apollo Gauntlet and Dream Corp and then Super Jail, who defeated Joe Pera, which some people weren't predicting.
Yeah, that's an upset.
Both Pickles and Xavier, which seem to be people shows I think people like, defeated by Bedtime Stories, which I was surprised by because I'm a big Tim and Eric fan, but I wouldn't like go Bedtime Stories when I'm thinking about like, oh, my favorite Tim and Eric stuff.
It's minor Tim and Eric.
It's minor, yeah. It's like if we put the DV Christmas special on there.
It's like
Greenbird Forever says Xavier was robbed. There are like three Tim and Erics on here.
I would put Bedtime Stories. It's like they're in through the outdoor.
Wow.
It's their goat's head soup.
Decker, though, also went pretty far. And it might have been, some of the theories are, you've got selective audiences when you do these things. That I think Tim mobilized people to vote for Decker, and that just brought enough people there to vote for the other Tim and Eric shows, you know?
Or did Decker, in fact, mobilize?
Yeah, Decker did it.
Oh, Decker. C-Lab, a classic, went pretty far, getting rid of Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, and things like that. We already looked at these people down here.
Mike Tyson, Black Jesus, losing early. Aqua Teen Boondocks.
Aqua Teen and Boondocks was a matchup.
I mean, I know where I would vote, but you know, you never know. Boondocks is beloved. I'm just happy that we escaped with a victory.
Brack beat Assy, which was an outrage.
I would like to see that actually depicted in a cartoon.
They would be a crime fighting duo. Kim Manning was on the first episode of the Summer Showdown. The way that she laid out her bracket, she had Eric Andre going all the way.
Wow.
Yeah, she saw you getting beat by Eric Andre. And granted, Eric Andre, I feel like more present in people's minds. But Aqua Teen, just a long legacy of them just loving it, you know?
His stand-up special on Netflix is really funny, I thought. Did you guys think?
Very current, very now. It seems
it's got a movie.
Intense. It was great, though. It was really funny. So
this corner was a wild one. We had Venture Brothers and Metalocalypse go out against each other early on.
You see, like I probably would not have put Birdman up against Venture Brothers opening. That's a tough opening matchup.
Yeah, that's an instant beatdown.
And Metalocalypse is against what?
Shivering Truth, and then against Venture Brothers.
Dave, Metalocalypse and Venture came to a split decision, 50% each, separated by two votes.
Wow, that's tough. That's tough. That's a tough second round.
Yeah, but in college basketball, even if there's a 1 point difference, the team with the 1 point higher wins, and none of the kids get paid for when video games use their faces on covers. So,
all right. So, no offense here, Max, but Tender Touches makes it further than Metalocalypse. You know, you must be aware of how many people say bring back Metalocalypse on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I know. Curious. But, you know, we didn't go against Metalocalypse.
I'm sure a bullet.
I'm sure we would have been destroyed.
The real bullet.
Yeah. And it's okay. That's okay.
You beat Heart She Holler.
Which,
big.
I think that's bogus. Color, who would you have thought between Metalocalypse and Venture? We saw Venture's made it the way through, but were you disappointed by that?
Oh, 100%. No, Venture Brothers all the way.
What does it have that Metalocalypse doesn't have in your head?
I think it's just got the continuity. It's, you know, and you know, it's got the fans too. The fans are just great people overall.
So you think it's brought together a group of like-minded people?
Absolutely.
You're judging it on the fans?
Yeah.
That's like liking Fish because of their fans instead of their music or something.
Well, that makes sense, Matt. Because
I don't know.
It's an event.
I really like Rick and Morty. You know, it's a great show, but like the fans are just like pretty terrible.
So you, by that definition, you would not pick Rick and Morty because the people that like it are terrible.
I guess, but I mean, Venture Brothers, I think, might also be more well written.
What do you like?
I mean, I'm a fan of that Johnny Quest style animation too. So, you know, I have a strong bias against it.
What makes something good writing?
Continuity, attention to detail, just, you know, fantastic arcs. Just a overall great show. I know it only comes out once every 5 years, but it's worth the wait.
But I'd argue Space Ghost, I think it's got some great writing. If I were talking
Absolutely.
To one or two people who wrote it right now, I'd probably have questions. But arguably, very little continuity.
Very little.
Yeah.
Or attention to detail.
It's a good talk show.
A lot of the writing was abandoned for the editing.
Continuity.
Yeah, but also Brack, you know, Brack's also a winner. Brack's always a winner.
Brack had his chance.
Brack was robbed, man.
Do you think Brack should have a prank call show called Brank Calls?
I think that'd be fantastic.
Alrighty, it's Brank. Greenlit. Brank.
We could change the whole thing to the bracket. Wow.
You just got pranked. That's what he would say, right?
Just let it go straight to voicemail.
Oh, yeah. They did make a new Crank Yankers recently, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I think they brought it back briefly.
You know what I'm really enjoying is Tales from the Tour Bus. Have you watched any of that?
Oh, no. I heard it's good.
I've gotten both seasons of that, and it's amazing.
Mike Judge, ahead of his time, right?
Always ahead of it, man.
Always ahead.
But I just watched the James Brown episodes last night, and it was unbelievable. Really great. Really.
So do they recount the stories exactly, or do they embellish them? What do they do?
He embellishes them a little bit with animation, but they're the actual interviews, and he interviews these people, and he has these old interviews of James Brown, and he just animates everything. It's just great. It's just wildly entertaining. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm sorry, it's not in our brackets, though. So
Ooh.
How good could it be?
What I read on Reddit, though, was that in 1921, they didn't want to give the Chinese emperor a phone because they thought it would make him connect with the outside world too much. And when they did finally get him a telephone, he just prank called people, like calling restaurants to deliver expensive meals to random addresses.
Really?
This according to Reddit.
Okay, all right.
Let's start breaking out the final for Mars, starting in the Western quadrant. Robot Chicken versus Bedtime Stories. Opinions.
Like I said, like Tim and Eric a lot, but I think Bedtime Stories, well, there is one episode of Bedtime Stories I think is unbelievable, the endorsement. I thought that was cool. The Jason Schwartzman one where
he's asleep and they film him.
I just think that's really, really inventive, but I kind of rank this. I mean, I know they're trying to do something, you know, completely different here, but
cool story, bro.
Whoa, caller's making fun of you, Dave. Well, who do you think?
Cool story, bro.
Caller, Robot team. Chicken or Bedtime Stories?
I gotta
say, definitely Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken. Gotta be, right? Max.
Do you guys see it as a blowout?
80-20.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see it. It was Robot Chicken who won. The percentage was 80-20. Matt, you were exactly right.
Wow.
Now, caller, what's your name and what else?
My name is one of the top contenders for your Adult Swim bracket.
Is this Anna?
Right? Yeah, I know.
That was right?
Yeah.
You're our number one so far. And I will say, we'll probably look at yours later. You're still number one. I think you have 53 correct so far. All righty, what else do you need to say about it, Anna?
In terms of...
I don't know. Favorite car?
Favorite car? I don't know. Volkswagen?
All righty.
Thanks for your call. Not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to her, though, getting so many right so far, being such a winner, every week, because she just kept getting them right. Our next matchup, Awesome Show versus C-Lab.
Oh, man. Don't reveal it yet, Max. Let's pick the numbers. Dave, what do you think?
Man, I like both of them, but I got to give the nod to Awesome Show. And I think the public will agree with me.
You think it's a blowout or you think it's a close one?
No, I think it's close. I think there's enough old school. I'm going to go 65-35.
All righty. Matt and caller, what are you going? Who wins and what percentages?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No, we're looking at Awesome Show versus C-Lab right now.
C-Lab,
why and what numbers?
Because it's a good show, and I mean, it's funny. I mean, I've been watching it since I was like 4. I don't know why.
Now you're 7.
No.
8.
10.
10.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Well, you know what I'm going to tell you to do?
What?
I need you to get your mom's debit card. I need you to renew your Roblox subscription, and I need you to make an essay.
What? I don't play Roblox.
You're going to start to play Roblox. Well, they're saying C-Lab because it's a funny show. Matt, what are your percentage numbers?
I'm saying it's going to be Awesome Show. I'm going 70-30.
I'm going Awesome Show, too. I'm saying it's 75.
Are you throwing shade?
Hello, whatever.
It is Awesome Show. 56-44. That was closer than I thought it.
Very tight.
It's closer than I thought it would be.
Maybe some might say Awesome Show wouldn't be possible were it not for the efforts of C-Lab and the crew.
Well, here's the tough one, our North Quadrant, Venture Brothers versus Rick and Morty. We've had a lot of Rick and Morty heads, but we've also had a lot of Venture heads. Caller, let's start with you.
This is going to be a rough draw. Venture has a lot of fan base. Rick and Morty has some ridiculous internet sensational fans as well.
Rick and Morty's on HBO Max. I don't know if Venture Brothers is.
I think it'll be close, but I think Rick and Morty's going to pull it out.
All righty.
Could be a blowout. Could be a massive blowout.
Matt, what do you think? Where are you going?
I'm going, going 75-25, 3-1.
In favor of?
Rick and Morty. Dave, what do you think?
You know, I love Rick and Morty. I watch it with my son all the time. but I feel like voting for it is like voting for Pepsi Cola or McDonald's. That's
it. McDonald's versus Burger King here.
Well, but Venture Brothers is like more boutique-y. I mean, Venture Brothers puts out one episode every 4 years.
This is like Rax or something, or
they're
Long
like
John Silver's.
He's Comet. Yeah. Slam dunk, man. Rick and Morty, and I think I don't think it'll be as close as those Venture Brothers lovers out there.
Well, Frontal says 15-95.
Rick and Morty did win. Let's see what the numbers are. 72-28. Holy cow.
Hey, quick programming note. Remember to email adultassummershowdown@gmail.com with a name, address, and phone number to claim a prize. That's right, a prize. Dave, you'll be getting one for participating.
Oh, great. Super duper.
Here's where it gets awkward.
What's your favorite dessert, Dave?
Flan.
Oh, I am a big flan fan as well. I like cremes. I like pot de cremes. I like you know, panna cotta and like creme brulee.
You like cremes and pot de cremes? Which do you prefer?
Soaked cakes.
I do. I like the wet ones. Hose de creme. Someone brought me a cake yesterday. They kept saying it was a tiramisu when I asked. I ate it all and I was like, that wasn't a tiramisu.
Was it your Instacart guy?
Yeah.
It's like, here's a tiramisu. No, this is a graham cracker eye crust.
This is a graham cracker eye crust.
Connor, who do you like? We're putting you in an awkward position. Eric Andre, live action, no holds barred comedy.
Choose wisely.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I personally would vote for Aqua Teen Hunger Force because, I don't know, Eric Andre's too wild in for me. But I really think Eric Andre is going to win, though.
You think Eric Andre is going to win?
You can stop Eric Andre in his tracks. You can help.
Emeralds in chat says, if Aqua Teen loses, the tournament is over.
I don't know about over.
I don't
either. It got this far. We have to remember that. It got this far.
Scott Stuck in the YouTube chat says, zero live action, please. Some people are pissed off about live action on Adult Swim.
And they have been for like 10 years, right?
Yeah, whatever. Is animation funnier or is live action funnier?
I think the content's what really matters, honestly.
Wow. Wisdom. Oh. Wisdom.
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 Okay.
What are you going to go with? Eric Andre or
I'm going with Eric Andre is going to win.
So rude. What's your score? What's the percentages?
60-40?
How dare you?
Dave, how about you?
Aqua Teen's going to win. There's...
I mean, I like Aqua Teen personally, but we're predicting results. We're not. You're not asking me what I like.
I know. You're an aberration. I don't think that you're in the mainstream.
No. Fart in the wind.
Yeah, I think you're just a fart.
That's rude.
Parker from Boulder says, I feel like Insta fans are more aligned with the Eric Andre.
Well, Parker.
There's a format problem?
I don't know, buddy. Parker from Boulder is calling in from a landline.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Well, let's take a look. Who's the winner? It was Aqua Teen. You were wrong, AJ. The numbers was 61-39.
Wow.
Well, I think it's time for you to gloat, Dave. You are in the Fromage Final Four.
I'm doing a little touchdown dance.
Whoa.
Eric Andre was a valiant competitor, you know.
If he was here right now, what would you say to him?
It could have gone either way. Now, please stop turning your penis into a vagina.
Yeah. Have you done that on Aqua Teen? Have you tried that?
No.
You've had a penis character, though.
That's how he ended his stand-up special. He just drops his pants and tucks his penis in his legs.
I'm out.
Yeah. It really is funny.
So if anything, the takeaway from this is Aqua Teen should win, but go watch Eric's special.
Because I'm gracious, man. Yeah.
Yeah, gracious.
I'm gracious.
All right, Max, let's take a look at these. The four. The final fromage.
All righty. Let me finish this part of the final fromage setting up. Wow. It's fun. It's fun to get to this place, honestly, and see it. Because, like, the balls get bigger every time. And the final fromage, you see, look at them there. We're looking at two different matchups. We're looking at...
It's competitive.
We're looking at Rick and Morty versus Robot Chicken. And we're looking at Tim and Eric versus Aqua Teen.
Tim killed my son says, didn't Carl have his dick ripped off, or did they save him from that?
He did. He did, in fact, have his dick ripped.
Yes. But, confirmed.
Yes. But it grew back through the power of cartoons.
A lot of things happened to Carl that didn't keep.
No. He said his dick ripped off a few times. We're running out of ideas.
You're on the line. We're looking at the final fromage, two different mix-ups.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty crazy one. This is Parker from Boulder calling in from a landline.
Great connection.
I know. It's pretty solid. I really like it. Sound quality is so great. I feel like you're going to see a big upset. you know, where Rick and Morty actually loses, you know?
You think Rick and Morty's going to lose to Robot Chicken?
Yeah, I think, wow. And, you know, the fan base
why
is just going to...
Why would you say that? Why do you think that?
They're going to come to their senses a little bit.
They're going to come to their senses? So you mean when the Instagrammers this week see that poll, Rick and Morty versus Robot Chicken, they're going to have an epiphany and they're going to say, I can't support Rick and Morty anymore?
Yeah, they're going to go to the Wikipedia page and they're going to look at like how many Emmys Robot Chicken has won and how many Emmys Rick and Morty has won. And they're going to say,
wow, Emmys.
Oh, man, Emmy count. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
You think Emmys are a valuable consideration?
Yeah, I think Adult Swim fans really care about Emmys. They look to the community of TV producers and they say, they know what's going on.
I think Meatwad, you want Meatwad's opinion on this, which would be my opinion. I think Meatwad would say that Robot Chicken, there's always a different scene with Robot Chicken, but every time I turn on Robot Chicken, there ain't no chicken, Robot Chicken outside of the open tie-up sequence. And plus, Breckin Meyer plays every character. And I can't get with that. Rick and Morty is the gold standard. I gotta go Rick and Morty, man. I gotta go Rick and Morty.
So, wait, Meatwad. You don't like hearing Breckin Meyer's voice all the time?
I think he's good. I think he's versatile. But I think you got to have other people play the other parts.
Well, there's also Seth Green.
True.
Hello?
I think between Seth Green and Breckin Meyer, I think maybe they should not play some of the culturally diverse parts and do some of the other parts and cast it to other people. And not just nerd people, too. Not just people nerds love, like Nathan Fillion. Who's that? I don't get with that. It's a very specific subset of people.
They've had Nathan Fillion in Rick and Morty.
Had him on Venture Bros, too.
And they had him on Venture Brothers. What do you
call
say to that?
With Meatwad.
You trying to undercut me?
No, I'm just trying to say that maybe, like, Rick and Morty tries to get nerd cred. I mean, they had Sam Neill on there, and you could barely tell it was him just because they like him.
And Sam Neill?
Yeah.
Horizon?
Yeah. From that scary spaceship movie you love.
Sam Neill.
What's your favorite Sam Neill performance?
Event Horizon, man. I just told.
Well, okay. I thought you were going to say The Mouth of Madness and Bond with me, but...
Oh, that's lesser Carpenter.
Caller, what do you think?
About what? Sam Neill?
Yeah.
Or about the... Well, I'm a friggin' Zoomer. I don't know any of the movies Sam Neill's in.
And it's not worth looking into because he ain't 24 years old. Is that what you're trying to say? He has a rich history of very, very unique performances. Check out The Piano. Wasn't he in that? He was in that, wasn't he?
Anything for you, Meatwad.
Wow, you have a control over people.
It's Rick and Morty versus Robot Chicken.
I'd probably go Rick and Morty, honestly, between those two.
Yeah.
So yeah, you agree with Meatwad?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about the next one? Meatwad's own fictional world versus the fictional worlds of Tim Heidecker, Eric Wareheim, and Tim and Eric. Awesome show, great job.
That's not even a question. Aqua Teen, like, any day.
Any day? Do you think it'll be close?
Aqua Teen, always. No, I think it'll be a blowout, is my bold prediction.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Well, KP Senti in chat says, wait a minute, that guy Dave is Meatwad? What are you going to tell me? He was in Squidbillies too?
Dave, what other shows have you been in? Look at the big 64 bracket. You've been in plenty of these that we probably haven't even mentioned. Max, can we look at them?
Is Ballmasters in there?
Yes.
Where's Ballmasters?
Way back in the beginning, it went against Xavier.
Oh, that's a tough
one. Solve them all, men?
I played Leto in Ball Masters. I was in one episode. I played a flame monster.
Okay.
Saul the Mole Man. Where was Saul the Mole Man?
Saul the Mole, right above it.
Just above it.
Man, a lot of the 64. I'm rolling deep on some of those first opening round losses.
Hey, Mr. Pickles, anything?
Nope, no Pickles. I have hung out with those guys quite a bit, though. They're good dudes. I think one time Eric asked me to be on Tom Goes to the Mayor, but then I found out that I had to fly myself there and put myself up. I was like, I don't think I could do that.
Well, the game quarter says you're a recurring character on Archer, but that's not on the list.
Oh, no. Let me see. And I was on Space Ghost a number of times because we just were too cheap to hire somebody.
Yeah, you were the guy in the bus.
Yeah, I was the guy in the bus. I was the floating brain in Chambrain. Shit, I was Santa Claus, Santa Necronomicon.
Caller, have you been a voice in any of these shows?
I wish. Hey, Max.
Hey.
Guess who it is?
I don't know.
It's Chips and Quips.
Oh, it's Chips.
How you doing?
It's Chips and Quips.
Oh, what a treat.
Hey, I want to say, though, Dave, I'm a huge fan of just about everything you do, and I really hope that there's more of your pretty face in the future. I kind of wish it went farther in the bracket, but I love your pretty face. It's one of the best live-action shows out there. Just want to say.
Oh, thank you, man. That's great to hear.
Well, we know you love his pretty face, but what about his shows? Get it?
Oh, I don't care about those. I just care about his face.
Well, we got one more coming, and it's a long one.
Like a movie?
Yeah, like a finale for Pretty Face.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. Not supposed to say that.
That's the best news I've heard in a long time. Thank you.
We still have to shoot it, but and we might make some shorts for the website if all that works out. But we're excited. We still like the show. We want to make more.
How about that, Chips and Clips?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I did not expect that answer.
I didn't know what
the future of it was going
to
be. So.
Would you end your life after that airs? Like, see it and then be done, and then you don't have to do anything
why
else.
Why would he end his life?
Just because he's finished. He's had enough.
Yeah, I want Max to personally execute me.
Okay, right. Sick. Get me a
shark fart. Asking for a Quaffio cameo. By the way, lost to Rick and Morty in round one.
I know that I could do it. With the hair, it grows.
So you thank love you making that voice, don't you?
Thank you for your call.
Is that Loiter Squad versus Mongo Wrestling?
Yeah, yes. That was an early one.
I wouldn't put those two against each other.
Let's get Dave to walk us through the final four, leading us to the final one.
Oh, wow. So is this my personal opinion?
Yeah, this is your opinion. Who you think should – well, you could do it either way, I guess. Who should win? Who will win?
Man, I am going to – I know it would probably be more gracious to sort of say that to give – the nod to Tim and Eric, but I'm going to give the nod to Aqua Teen because I don't care.
Aqua Teen beats awesome show.
I do.
To go to the final two.
I do
in
love
your world.
I do love awesome show. I do think it's a great show, but I love Aqua Teen more. And I think we have a million episodes. And so I maybe just with quantity, just with sheer mass.
Quantity.
Just mass of volume of episodes. I think we swarm awesome show with it. And it's just too much for them to handle. And even though they're like a rich, a roux of a television show, we're just purely overwhelming them.
Caller, yeah. What do you think? Dave is saying Aqua Teen's going to beat Tim and Eric.
I think Aqua Teen will beat Tim and Eric as well. I hope it does sincerely. That show carried me through a lot of depression back in the day. Except from the dead humor.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad that we were able to do that for you.
Mecha Fufuf says it's a hard call. Both are groundbreaking in their styles.
In the end, though, I think Aqua Teen actually has legit fans, whereas didn't Tim try to gain support through social media?
I think so, yeah.
Did he?
So, yeah. I remember hearing a few weeks ago on the show, like he was promoting one of his other programs and they all started voting for all of them or something like that.
That's what I said today. He was promoting Decker because he likes to, he's passionate about that show.
Yeah, campaign. You spend your life making something. You want it to be recognized.
I believe that. I think that's legitimate. But, at the end of the day, I think people recognize you can't award both, unfortunately. There can be only one.
Drew John says Aqua Teen has better rewatchability. But I don't know if I would say that. I watched so much Tim and Eric over and over again. But currently at this age, because I've seen so much Tim and Eric, I'm more likely to rewatch Aqua Teen now.
I'm more inclined to rewatch Aqua Teen, too. I mean, there's a lot more episodes for one thing. I've fallen in love with the episode of Travis of the Cosmos, and eventually just Tim and Eric just get stale after a while.
I would never say that. No. Now you're going to have me arguing on behalf of Tim and Eric.
I think
now you've changed your vote, Dave.
No, I'm not. I've not changed my vote. I've not changed it, but they are. It was a groundbreaking show, and it's funny. I wish this vote could have happened when it was in its first season and when everyone on the very early internet hated it so much. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
of course.
There's still people there who fucking hate it. But yeah, I feel like Tim and Eric lasted the perfect amount of time. I feel like it didn't get stale. I feel like, I don't know. But let's look at the next matchup.
It's a great show. Fantastic.
Robot Chicken versus Rick and Morty. Maybe one might not exist without the other. Pre-existing.
Dave, would you be okay with the upset of Tim and Eric winning? Would that be kind of fun for you too? Would you feel like I still made it to the final four?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't feel that way. I would probably take to social media with a tirade.
Wow. Looking forward to that. What was your prediction in the Robot Chicken versus Rick and Morty? It was Rick and Morty, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that was Meatwad's prediction.
Well, I stand by Meatwad's decision. Yeah. It's Rick and Morty, and man, I love Robot Chicken, but man, it ain't even close.
Yeah.
It ain't even close.
Aqua Teen, Rick and Morty.
Caller, what do you think? If, according to Dave's predictions, it's Aqua Teen versus Rick and Morty, who do you see taking this?
Oh, that is so difficult. I love both shows. I mean, realistically, I think due to current popularity, I think Rick and Morty, but I love Aqua Teen, so that's what I'd be pulling for.
Well, do you think, wearing a mask, that's a political decision?
I think it shouldn't be. I think it absolutely is.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to Baron about that. We do have to wrap this up, guys. Dave, your thought.
Between Rick and Morty and Aqua Teen Hunger Force, It's a clash of the titans. Or one must admit. But even now, I see Rick and Morty ads with Pringles and Wendy's breakfast sandwiches. And I think they're letting it slip. I think they're slipping.
Well, didn't Carl do an ad for Wendy's?
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. We're not dealing with that right now.
Okay.
It's about what they're doing. Cheapening their brand. Sure, I did a Slim Jim thing. Sure, I did a Arby's thing. But I did that in the spirit of the show.
Well,
Rick,
I mean,
it's a sellout.
Your neighbor also spent a whole episode for a phone company that's defunct or something, right?
Boost Mobile, yeah. They were good. They were good. They had sort of a limited texting program where you could text anybody for free as long as they're within 15 miles of you. So you had to, you know, you had to double check and you had to sort of drive near them, you know, before you could text with them. But it was free after that. Good deal. And Killer Mike played the Boost Mobile guy too. So, you know.
I think I know the answer. What is your decision, sir?
Oh, Rick and Morty and Aqua Teen?
Yeah.
Aqua Teen. All the way. All the way. Say it. All caps.
Number one in the hood.
All the way. Number one in the hood, G. Yeah, that's right. I just figured out that they were calling the person G like 2 years ago. I thought they would say like G Wiz. I was like, that's lame.
G, number one in the hood.
G.
Matt, take us out.
Thanks for watching the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. Vote now on the Adult Swim Instagram.
Vote for Aqua Teen.
You heard the man. Thanks to Dave Willis, Carl, Meatwad, Quaffio.
That's our vote for Aqua Teen.
See you next week.
We need to get the pride back.
Join us live next Monday at 10 on AdultSwim.com or the app. We'll be taking your results from your voting on Adult Swim Instagram, and we're going to narrow this down to two. What are the two best Adult Swim shows of all time? We're going to reveal that Monday night right here on the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. Subscribe to the Adult Swim Podcast wherever you get your podcast. As always, we'd love to hear from you, AdultSwimPodcast@gmail.com. Did you participate in the show? Doesn't matter. We'll send you something anyway. ASSummerShowdown@gmail.com. Name, address. We have a prize for you. Thanks to Christina Loringer for producing this episode. And thank you for listening.